Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I'm so happy to have you yet again to spend your time with me. You know, I hope that today will be a time well spent. And you're going to take some time to get to know more about Queen Lady Honey. I think that I've done a great job serving you with, you know, my wisdom, but I also want to take you inside my mind and, you know, take you into the process of how I inherit, you know, the knowledge and the understanding. It's like the only reason that I could be considered a wise one is because I know that I'm a chosen one, delegated with a task of seeking God so that God can break down his processes. And when I do that, I become a better person for it, and people profit from the relationship between king and daughter. So today we're going to be talking about relational intelligence, and this is something that I'm learning in the moment. So I'm hoping that with the help of the Holy Spirit, that I can break this down in a way that you will be able to stomach this information, and the information is not so high up from your way of thinking that we can come together in agreement and be aligned in our thought process just for a few minutes, so I can really treat you to coming on the inside of a sacred place between father and daughter. And so relationally, I have most of my intelligence sown through the kingdom, empowering me by bringing heaven to earth. And what gets God to signal the Holy Spirit to deposit his language inside of me, his comprehension inside of me, is because I'm seeking him for it, right? If I'm called to serve God, I need to understand the word that I'm reading. I need to understand what it is that he wants me to take away from fasting. What is it that he is looking for to be the outcome of praying without ceasing? When I go to God with that manner and that attitude, I'm going to not just to, you know, take away, you know, the blessing. I'm coming to have many takeaways of my being blessed by God. I don't just want a material blessing. I need my mind to comprehend the why behind God chose me to bless me in this way, this hour, this season. And I need to come alive a little bit more and say, who am I to God? That he will respond to me expeditiously. So when I take that into consideration, I spend a lot of quality time with God. And so in that time, we have built up a bank of trust with each other. And in this trust, I have been separated from those around me. And I spent some time alone with God, like how Moses did. But my time with God exceeded those 40 days. I've been with God for years before I've ever received some type of companionship or, you know, those connections with friends and bonding. You know, I had a lot of work to be done on myself, on my heart and mind. So it took longer for me to completely understand who God is to me and for me to respect him as Lord and not just Father. And so with that, it was hard for me to walk with God when I did not know exactly his power over me, his rule and reign. But when I was able to acknowledge that he was my ruler and that he reigns over, you know, all of my accomplishments, all of my talents, all of my treasures, over my family dynamic, he's the overseer of all the overseers. And then when I was able to understand that, I was able to rest in God's righteous hand and understand how brave it is to trust in God, right? And not yourself. So spending years with God away from man, that means that I have only accepted that God is the only one that I trust fully. But then there came a time where God introduced me to new relationships in 2024. Now, I began connecting with God in 2018. So it's just me going to Bible study, me learning, me having this interest, me still being this child being raised up in that knowledge. So in 2024, I went from, you know, seeing that God wanted to shift a community around me as I was coming in with all of this power and might that he loaned me. He was like, I'm going to bring people in to help you steward this. Now, I was unprepared for this because the people that I had around me had been removed because they were people of the past speaking old language. Now, in the time that I've spent with God, of course, you know, I've been around humans, but I did not have close relationships. But here in 2024, God sent ones to connect with me. And I was able to know who was who by the introduction. It's something about when you're introduced to people, it's like it's odd. That interaction stands out. It's like, it's so intentional that it requires your full attention. And you get to see the hand of God moving right before you. And so all of the things that you were thinking about is at a standstill because you know that man or woman is a sent one from God. They are also a chosen one sent to align with you. Now, when I had this particular person enter into my life, I knew then that God was calling me higher. And based off this person's profession, this person's intellect, and this person's accomplishments, I knew that this was not a relationship that I should disregard. So let me tell you this. I'm a very intentional person. I don't waste my time trying to create a life without God. Whatever is on my plate, I feast with God. And so I'm not doing anything hidden. So whatever God brings to me or whatever I'm bringing to God, we discuss it. So when this particular person came into my life and entered in my life, I went to God and was like, okay, how do I receive this person? Because you are all I know. How do I make a space for this person? So there was no relational intelligence with humans to know how to have divine connections. So I had to go through a new process of divine intelligence. so that God could feed me information of how to handle this relational intelligence that he was about to deposit or transfer from heaven to earth so that I can know how to steward this relationship. Now, when I saw this person, my heart was not open to receive them because apart from God, there was still distrust for man. There were so many relationships that had failed previously that I did not think that I could have honor in anything outside of God. And so this relationship requires for me to manage my expectations because God is all I've known for 6 years. And you cannot compare a human to God. It's unfair and it's unrealistic. So I had to relearn how to communicate in an earthly language without having to just speak spiritual things with this person, because this person is a believer, but they were wanting to get to know my woman. I was only comfortable sharing faith and things about God because that was my safe place. God had secured me there, and he has me secured spiritually. So I'm very sound there. And so God wants to fine-tune my relational intelligence. So if you, on the other side of this, are introverted and you only like to do things with self, if you're looking to go far in this walk with God, then you're going to have to completely let go of the person that you are today. Here's why. That person that sits before me, they are a sent one like I am. So they're not going to understand when you open and close your heart, when they have not done anything to discourage you from being in a relationship with them. So the thing that God is teaching me is that there is a difference in the expectations of God and the expectations of humans. So first off, I started the relationship with the wrong mindset that if I could spot any spot on this person, then that meant that they are not a sent one, right? Because my logic lies in my humanistic mindset, right? Because my thoughts are not God's thoughts, neither are my ways God's ways. But sometimes when you hang out with the best of the best, you can think that you are as pure as God. You are as justified as God is. And that part is untrue. So what I'm sharing with you is a level of vulnerability that I have required a lot of mercy and grace in relationships because I'm coming with this set apart mentality that all things should be heaven on earth. And anytime there's friction in my relationship with someone that's kingdom connected, I'm wanting to disconnect because there's no confusion in my relationship with God. And with God, all I have to do is submit to him and everything is rebuked at that point. There's a level of resistance. But when you're talking and you're creating life with humans, it takes a lot of communication and a lot of understanding in the season of misunderstanding someone. And what I would do is I would take a step back when the relationship is requiring me to unveil myself. And I'm like, I don't feel comfortable doing this because I've only done this with God. Now, mind you, God is my first experience of love. Before 2018, the thought of love was extinct. I only knew what people told me. They only spoke love, but the actions didn't mirror that. So if you are a person like myself, and God is honoring you with bringing the best of the best around you, hear me when I say that you have to not only trust God when you are fasting, when you are praying, when you are worshiping and praising Him, you also need to see relationship in phases. See, I thought when the person came into my life that in that introduction that we should already be in completion. We should know each other. What do we need to get to know? If it's just about, you know, honoring God and doing what He's asked us to do. No, God wants me to go on a deeper level with people and to move around the surface, level relationships that I have in my common practices of going to work or in my community with certain people to fulfill this masterpiece work that God has for us, then honey cannot have a hardened heart towards this person. And I have to understand that God is giving me this relational intelligence in phases. And as I am phasing in to the process of receiving someone who's different than me, is completely out of my normal. So I have no intellect of how to receive a person, but that person that God sent in my life is communicative. So they have a strength where I am weak. I can communicate spiritually, but in the physical realm, sometimes I lose words. Why do I lose the words? Because I feel uncomfortable even when I feel safe and secure with a person. Because there's not enough history of safety and security with man in my history. But see, God is rewriting my story. And for that story to be rewritten, it has to be written with my cooperation. So there has been times that I forget that relationships are in phases. So when it's fading to the dim places, if when it's fading me to, you know, look at some of those triggers that's triggered from my young adult, then I'm like, no, I don't like that. But this relationship has required me to go back to therapy. Because what you'll learn is when God brings trusted people, into your life, what He's saying is you are ready for this. I trust you with this, honey. Continue to walk, as you grab a hold of my hand. There is no way that I can actualize into the woman that God has for me without a community. Because our sweet brother Jesus didn't get to the cross alone. He had a community around Him. So as I read my word, there is no son or daughter that has, been birthed on this earth that was able to avoid community, right? A lot of our promotions come from someone outside of our blood relatives. So when the relationship was costing me a level of sincerity and a generous amount of intentionality, honey felt overwhelmed with how much this person is getting to know me for the real me. Because I've only known God to be able to handle my nakedness. And this person can handle my nakedness because God has graced this particular person for that. And one day I was feeling squirmish and I'm like, I need to shut this relationship down over a silly disagreement. The disagreement was so small. It was like, I want to do this said thing. The person was like, I can't do that thing because that's not something I like to do. But I'm like, but what I'm asking you is safe, responsible, and respectful. But what I wanted to do was something that brought me peace, but it will bring the other person anxiety, which is us going into nature for a hike. And in that moment, I told myself, this cannot be true. This cannot be a good relationship, because if it's sent by God, then they should know, right, that I like nature, so they should like nature too. They had to be this prophet, and they need to know all things about honey. And I was unfair with my logic, because when I'm hanging with the Trinity, I never have to explain myself. But that's where I get to see my relational immaturity. And I had to take a moment to step back to think on the relationship and to think on the impression that I'm leaving on the relationship. And I had to take a moment to write about it. And when I began to journal, I noticed that there was fear around this relationship because the relationship was not lacking substance. Okay, in this relationship, I am seen, heard, and valued. I've never had a relationship with a woman with, you know, my skin color that treats me the way that I deserve to be treated. I'm used to having someone that looks like me treat me in a competitive manner. We're normally going against each other. So to come from a place of survival to resting in another queen's presence and being treated as such, it requires me to grow up and grow out of my old ways. See, when I was spending time with God, I did not see a lot of the immaturity, because when you're worshiping a king and when you're declaring that he's holy, that is good to do. But then there's other practical things that you have to do, and that is allowing God to open you up and stretch you as far as the north is from the south. So I want us to be encouraged on this day that it's okay to tell people what your vision is, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to cost you everything that you once knew about yourself. You're going to be phased into a new identity of who you are to become your person in completion. And I will tell you, as an empath, as a person that feels all of these emotions, I feel my emotions and I can feel the emotions of the other person. And this leads to a fear of intimacy sometimes. I'm like, okay, what are they thinking about me? How am I coming off? Because we all want to look our best, but it's hard to look good when you're weak. So we think. But when a person really is in a relationship with you and looking to honor you and protect your privacy, they're just prepared for you to unfold the things that are going on in your mind and heart. So even though I was ready to disregard the relationship, the person was already prepared with a heart of forgiveness for me before I even forgave myself for coming up against God's ask of me. And that is to prepare myself for community. I'm not greater than the call on my life, and neither are you. So I'm asking us to relationally prepare ourselves for the help that we're asking for. When you pray for help, ask God to teach you how to receive the help, how to honor the help, and how to have grace for yourself as you're learning how to process a new thing. And I'm telling you, it will be best if you saw relationships in steps and if you could start celebrating your growth process, your growth mindset. It would encourage you to be encouraged. And this is something that I am so proud of to talk about, because it's hard for me to be vulnerable in new ways. Like, this podcast is asking for me to grow before you. But I'm the one that desires to be a tree of life, rooted and planted in Christ Jesus. So to be rooted in Christ Jesus, that means that I have to be able to handle a level of intensity of coming out of my comforts. And I want you to know on the other side of this, I am surviving my season of fear of trusting again. And so because I am trusting again and I'm being strong and of a good courage and I'm not afraid, what made me not be afraid anymore is because this person gave me what God has given me, forgiveness. And until you're forgiven for not being perfect, for not meeting the expectation, you will not understand this victory that I'm standing in, is that I received from this person the encouragement that I could not find in myself. It only came from vulnerability. I had to read aloud some of my writing from my journal entry to express that I'm not trying to hurt this person. I'm trying to shed the layers of my old woman and my expired way of thinking. So guys, I thank you so much for allowing me to impart my mindset upon you. I want you to slow this down and fully process what the Holy Spirit and I are saying to you. I know that it's refined. I know that I'm speaking on a level of intellect that you need to make sure you're not moving, because let me tell you, we only get one opportunity with people. And we need to make sure that we are treating this person like it might be the last time that we'll have them, or we will regret it. I'm trying to help us not be regretful or remorseful. Let's be careful with our words and our actions. And I believe in you. And I hope that you believe in yourself. And in closing, I like to freestyle. Father God, thank you so much for helping me find my way around my mind. Father, this is not an easy walk. I am a person that stands at many crossroads, always trying to find the best path to take. And sometimes it's best to make a choice. Because the worst thing I can be is indecisive in an hour that you have called me your known, chosen one. So I have to trust in all of those hours that I was studious with you, Father. I will trust the woman that you have created. And as I take steps, and if any of those steps are not ordered in you, I will ask for forgiveness and repent. But the thing I don't want to do is to fail to take a step at all. So, God, I'm honored to be in a new process. And I pray, God, that these people are able to process the concept of relational intelligence so they can feel the difference of being enlightened, of seeing the beauty in connections. And again, I am God's queen, Lady Honey, and I'm wanting all of us to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.